Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The White House says the U.S. is reviewing a new report by human rights groups that says the U.S. may have violated international law by killing civilians in drone attacks. Amnesty International's Mustafa Kadri says the Obama administration's veil of secrecy prevents analysts from determining the truth.
We cannot be 100% certain, but we are extremely concerned that these and other killings documented in our report may constitute extrajudicial executions or war crimes.
Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch say they've gathered witness accounts and satellite images of drone strikes and conclude far more civilians have been killed than the U.S. acknowledges. The administration is defending drones as being far more precise than conventional weapons. Mexico's foreign minister says his country is expecting a thorough investigation into allegations that the U.S. spied on Mexican officials' emails. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports the foreign minister says President Obama personally promised an inquiry.
Foreign Minister José Antonio Mied made his comments in Geneva ahead of a UN human rights meeting. Mied says President Obama told Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto the allegations would be investigated during a phone call between the two men and then again in person at last month's G20 summit. Following international law is not an empty promise, said Mied. We are sure that the promise of an investigation is not either. A spokesman at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City said a review is underway regarding how the U.S. gathers intelligence. The spokesman added that matters related to Mexico are part of that ongoing review. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
Job creation slowed last month. The Labor Department reports employers added 148,000 jobs in September. That's fewer than expected, and it suggests a weakened job market even before the temporary layoffs during the government shutdown. Still, the number was enough to bring the national unemployment rate down from 7.3 to 7.2%. Competition in the tablet computer market is heating up. NPR's Craig Windham reports Apple and two of its rivals have introduced some new versions.
Apple's new full-sized iPad will be called the iPad Air. It's 20% thinner and nearly 30% lighter than its predecessor. There's also a new iPad Mini with faster processing speeds and better graphics. But Microsoft is putting the second version of its Surface tablet on sale, and Nokia has unveiled its first tablet device. It will have a 10-inch screen and run a special version of Microsoft's Windows 8 operating system. Technology research firm Gartner says it expects Apple's share of the tablet market to slip below 50% this year, down from 65% just 2 years ago. Craig Windham, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow, it closed up 75 points, the Nasdaq gained 9, the S&P rose 10 points. This is NPR. Officials in Nevada say Michael Lansbury, the Sparks Middle School teacher shot and killed by a student yesterday, was a former Marine who survived two tours in Afghanistan. Police are still investigating the motive for the shooting. They say the 12-year-old shooter got the 9mm semi-automatic handgun from home. ATM maker Diebold has agreed to pay $50 million in criminal penalties to the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission. As Brian Bull of WCPN reports, the Ohio-based company was bribing foreign officials in three countries.
According to justice documents, Diebold lavished luxury travel and cash on officials in China, Indonesia, and Russia, and falsified documents related to the sale of its ATMs to bank customers in those nations. U.S. Attorney Stephen Dettelbach of the Northern District of Ohio says these actions, carried out over a five-year period, violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act.
People is basically admitting that they received tens of millions of dollars in sales benefits from these bribes. Now they're going to pay a very, very steep price for their misconduct. In addition, there's going to be an independent monitor installed over at Diebold to make sure that this never happens again.
Dettelbach adds that Diebold executives voluntarily reported the incidents to justice officials. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.
Two Colorado farmers are pleading guilty to misdemeanor charges for shipping cantaloupes tied to a 2011 outbreak of listeria that killed 33 people. Lawyers for Eric and Ryan Jensen say the guilty pleas do not imply any intentional wrongdoing. Investigators said the melons were likely contaminated by dirty water and old, hard-to-clean equipment. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.